Both those organisations got some funding last year in response to that controversy, and we had hoped that they would have now a service level agreement with the HSE to have guaranteed funding so the families can have stability, know that they're going to have those supports, that the families who are in the committee of those organisations, many of them with children and young people with disabilities themselves, who are trying to cope, who are constantly doing fundraising, that will be brought to an end once and for all. But I have tried in the last week to get clarification from the HSE if that funding is provided. We were assured last year that it would be. And yet, as I stand here now, both those organisations, yet again, do not have clarification. So I'm asking, Leader, please, will you make contact with the Minister for Disabilities' office? He's very aware of these issues. And I will indeed, Cathaoirleach, with your permission, put forward a commencement for next week if I do not get clarification before then. We need clarification for these two organisations. You'll trust that they have got no funding. I'll wrap up with this. iCare have been 18 years in existence. They've funded entirely themselves, all sorts of fundraisers throughout the year. They cannot keep doing that. They've been taken for granted. They're providing a service that the HSE refer children and young people to them. The HSE don't provide the service, refer people to them, and then don't fund them. It's outrageous, and it has to stop. This has to be the last year that this goes on. So, Leader, I ask for your help and assistance with this issue.